And we are live. Welcome to the Rome Show. This is a special episode. We got a award-winning director and writer, 8 feature films under his belt, Global, BET, Lion's Mark, Grindstone. Wow, man. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much, man. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. So before you got to where you are now, you know, for the people on my platform that don't know, can you tell us a little bit about it?
My journey. Oh, man. Where do I start? I've been writing and everything since I was about 10 years old. So the artisticness started very, very young. And, you know, when I started with the struggle, man, came out to L.A. like in about 2002, 2003.
Okay.
And, you know, and I just came out here with a mission. I knew what I wanted. And, you know, I remember one person told me, he said, you got to give yourself 5 years, you know? And I'm like, 5 years? You crazy? It's like most people, like, you know, you can't ever imagine it's going to take that long. But I put my feet down, put my head down. I kept grinding. And then, you know, 5 turned to 15, you know? But, you know, I always say, like, even though it took a minute, I was still working hard. I was steady growing. I was steady moving. And then right when, you know, the frustration built up so much, I'm like, man, I got to start making money, you know? I got to start doing this. I got to start doing that. And I remember I said, I had reached my end of my ropes. I'm like, this is it. I'm going to do one more. I'm going to put everything I got into doing this one more film. And that's how they said, right at the end. That's why I always tell people, don't ever quit, because right when you know that's your final moment, that's when the door opened. And this last film, this one film I did about 4 films ago called Never Again, that film is the one that I actually end up selling and open the door to where I am today.
Right. And, you know, through like those roadblocks and before, like, you know, where you are now, you know, you kept working. And what's some things that you did personally, like, that'll keep you going day to day?
Dreaming. I kept believing that the next one is it. You know what I'm saying? I kept like studying and I kept learning new skills. That's one thing I did, man, along the way. Because around 2016, 15, I started with my company, we started doing more services a lot. And so I just kept developing new skills, man. Skills that I never thought I needed, I started developing them. And I always say that's the key to it, man. It's about constant growth. If you, like, I got this one friend, he's a celebrity, he's a stunt coordinator, but he came out here to be an actor. And then everything was just going so slow for him. So he like, you know, I always wanted to do stunts. And then all of a sudden he developed that skill. And now all of a sudden he made himself valuable. And now he's doing, people know, like, okay, when they need an actor in a film that also do stunts, he ended up getting a job. So he ended up making himself even more valuable. So I always tell people, like, sometimes it's good to just keep growing, keep developing skills, making yourself valuable. And that's one thing that I did. I always just learned a lot of skills. Like, I became a really great editor. I became just so many different things to in the film world that you can learn, you know, because even though I have other people working for me, I know a lot about different things now.
Right. And a lot of people go by the mindset of niche down and like stick to one thing. I'll be trying to do like 100 things.
Well, you don't want to do, like, that's true. And it always bothers me when people say, I do this and do this and do this and do this. But I always say, if you've been 15 years doing the same thing and it ain't working for you, it's one thing to say you a master of everything, but I think it's always good to have skills, you know? Have like, least for me, you know, least for me, that it made me more marketable. It made me like, I'm a working director, but I also became like a phenomenal editor. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I learned a lot about VFX. I learned a lot about, even though I don't do them, I have people work for me that do them, but I know a lot about them. I know what I want. It helped me to be able to know what I want to be able to, when I go, like when I'm writing a screenplay, since I know everything about film, everything about editing, I know it made me a better writer, you know? So that's why I always say, like, it's good to know, have, I didn't say become a master, it's hard to be a master at everything, but it's good to be knowledgeable of things, because I always say, if you're an actor and you've been acting for 10 years, 15 years and things like that, I just think, like, you know, I mean, it's an individual thing. I never like to tell a person what to do, but I always say, you know, some people work as a waitress while they acting, and they become a master waiter. You know what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. become, so I just say, like, you know, it's always good to have skills to make yourself more valuable. You know, and I always say with an actor nowadays, put your energy into building up your social media following. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. a skill, because honestly, anything that could separate you from the pack, you know, because when you deal with actors, the first thing people look at when you are casting people or you're dealing with a casting director, they look at the followers. Now, it's a difference between unique followers and going and buying your followers. People can tell the difference between that as well. So, you know, just about making yourself more valuable. And that's like increasing social media following, you know, just whatever you can to make yourself more valuable.
Right. Good advice. What's like your creative space, like when you want to come up with new ideas and start working on new things in your office?
Man, my creative space is I'm a late owl. Like, I go to the gym, you know. It's just weird when it just comes to me, man. Some of the ideas, just like I go to, I'm running, or when I really get into, when I'm on a mission, when I'm working on something, just because we got a film that's going into production, another one that's being production in like late April. And you know, the ideas just like, they come to me, but once I start developing them, that's when I go inside this, almost like your brain is just, the characters begin to write themselves. And as they begin to write themselves, you almost become like just zone out, almost like somebody just like spaced out, because then I'm just writing constantly and the story just, you know, constantly write itself, you know? So it's like, when it comes down to, when I'm in that creative space, man, and I done already started, when I'm driving, I know it's wrong, but sometimes, you know, I just have a pad or a note, you know, I always keep like something beside me, because the, you know, even when you're driving, it's like the voices start speaking, and I just like to kind of jot it down, you know? So it's kind of weird, man, but now at this point, it just, you know, whatever I'm working on, then I get lost into the music or whatever story that I'm writing, you know what I'm saying? When I was doing Holiday Movie, I was lost in holiday stuff. What I'm doing, I've done a thriller where I was listening to rock music the whole time. You know, I've done like a faith base where, you know, you kind of lost into gospel. You know, it's like the weirdest thing ever, man, you know?
Yeah. And wow, A Miracle Before Christmas, the actors in that, how was that working with, like, you know?
That came out Christmas 2022. It was good. I worked with Keith David on that one. Mm-hmm. Keith David, LaToya Luckett, Demetri Shipp Jr. played Tupac, Romeo Miller, Portia Coleman. It was like so many phenomenal people, man. That was great, man. That was actually one, working with Keith David was like really crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen him in so much stuff, and it's always good to work with people first you're a fan of, you know, like so many people I've worked with, I'm a fan of, but watching his work process, the way he do things, it was like, it was great. I just love working with talented people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I gotta ask this. How was it working with Master P?
P was good, man. You know, first off, like I say, I like working with people I'm a fan of, you know. So and working with P, man, I mean, being from Arkansas, it was like a dream come true. You know, man. And then working with Romeo, I've worked with Romeo on a couple films now. Since P and I worked together on that first film, it's been, man, you know, it was a pleasure. It was definitely a pleasure working with P, man. Mad respect, mad love, man. And P is P, man. He's pretty dope.
That's legendary, man. And I'm 31 now, and always since I was a kid, I always said Romeo was my twin.
Oh, yeah. Rome dope. I just worked with Rome. Romeo in the last film I did too, which was a second holiday film I did called Christmas Angel.
With Danielle was in that, right?
With Romeo, Danny Lay.
Danny Lay, yep.
Danny Lay, Romeo Miller, Elise Neal, Tamar Braxton. That one did very, very well, man. It was voted one of the top 5 Christmas movies of the last 20 years. So yeah, that was Romeo, man. Romeo surprised me. Romeo and I are pretty close, man. So Romeo is really, really talented, brother. Really talented and driven.
Right. He never stopped working.
Never stopped, man. Romeo is a beast, man. Romeo is a beast. So I talked to Rome quite a bit, man. He's good people.
Yeah, that's my dream podcast right there.
Romeo?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man, I can, you know, let's stay in touch, man. That'd be easy to set up.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Yeah, dope, brother.
What's one thing that you haven't done yet that you want to do?
Well, the next film I'm doing, it's got a lot of thriller elements to it. I've done a thriller. I've never done the whole action element. So we got like this big, huge bus crash and all that. And the next one I got coming up. So, man, it's like I'm a young cat, you know, finally hit my stride, you know. So it's so much stuff. Every film is a new adventure. Everything I do is like something. I just finished one in December in Atlanta. First time I worked in Atlanta. And the one we're doing in April is here. But man, it's like, it's so much stuff I want to do, you know, like every project is a new experience for me. You know, I have genres that I'm kind of like not too fun to go back to, but mm-hmm. I'm always open to like what's new creatively out there. And action is fun, and you know, and watching buses turn over, and what y'all see on the screen ain't how you shoot it, you know what I'm saying? You know, so it's just so cool, man. It's so cool.
Yeah, like for example, like a bus crash. On when we watch it, it looks like y'all done messed a whole lot of stuff up.
Well, you see people on the inside moving back and forth, you know. But then when you're actually shooting it, the bus crash. You got cameras in there. You got a green screen inside the bus, and then you shoot a separate plate where you see like kids or people like moving, just going back and forth with a green screen, you know. And then what you do with VFX is you kind of put them on the bus, you know, in VFX. So it's kind of cool, man. Cool to watch it come together. And that's always why I go back to skills, you know, people learning, always learning skills. Like, even if it means like you ain't necessarily doing it yourself, but you have knowledge of it. You know what I'm saying? Because the more knowledge you have of something, then you know what you can ask for. You know what I'm saying? You know what's realistic. You know, because it's a lot of stuff out here that people can step into or learn, but you gotta be, you know, you can't just be a one-trick pony, you know? You gotta have skills, you know? And I always say with actors, when actors want to stay in their lane and say they just want to act, then their skill need to be have a following, have something that people can say like, man, I want to hire this person because if you got like 800 people that you auditioning against, what's going to make you stand out?
Right.
500 of them, just as good of actors as you. You know what I'm saying? So it's got to be, so by the time the cast director go to looking at it and the performances are good on a lot of people, then they start looking at, okay, this person got a social media following. This person got this, you know? So that's why I say like, the most important thing I could tell any, you know, person that's aspiring to do something is have something that separates you. You know, I mean, become a great actor. You know, you're going to be an actor, be a great actor, you know, study, become the best. Don't just say like, hey, my mom told me I was a good actor because my church told me, because people are so good, they're going to run you out the room. You know?
Mm-hmm. That was some good advice. I was going to ask that if you could give some advice on that. You hit right on point. What's some advice you could give to a person that wants to become a film director?
Study. Yeah. Become, again, it's the same thing, you know? It's one thing to make a film, but then it's another thing to make a film that somebody's going to buy, that somebody's going to give you $1 million for, or $5 million for. I mean, people feel like just because they pick, nowadays you can pick up a camera and shoot something. I mean, on paper, you say, okay, this person made a movie, but is it something that somebody gonna, you know, pay you money for? And it took me a while to learn that lesson. But, you know, that was one thing that I mastered, because I always took pride in like being the best at something. You know what I'm saying? Like when I watch movies, I try to watch movies that are like at a really, really high level, because I knew like even back then when I didn't have money, I knew that if I could make a movie like this big studio movie, even though if I didn't have the money, but if I aim toward that, just aim, even if I don't hit it, just aim toward it, I'm gonna be better than all the other people that settle. You know what I'm saying? So that's always my motto with everything that I do. Always strive toward excellence, not compete against people. I never compete against people that's down here, you know, under me. But when I'm working director, I always wanted to model people that was higher, you know. And even now, when I'm doing something, I always want to model my work out to stuff that's like people to have 10 times more money than me. Because I know if you do that, even if you don't nail it, it's going to look better than the other stuff.
Right. Appreciate it, man. This is real legendary. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I really appreciate you for coming on the podcast.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Thank you. And then definitely stay in touch, man. I can definitely connect you guys. You know, Roman, he's a good guy, man.
Man, that'll be a blessing. I really appreciate that, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else?
Nah. Thank you again. I appreciate this.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care, bro.